Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
What's wrong with sports analyst?
Good job, Bryn.
What's wrong with analyst?
Dibs. That's all. That's all I said. I don't know. Whatever. Analysis and analyst. Doesn't matter.
Remember, it doesn't matter. It wasn't on air. I was just curious what you said.
You remember on Arrested Development when it's fucking named Tobias?
Yeah.
He got cards printed. He's like, I'm a therapist, but I'm also an analyst.
Analyst.
I'm a therapist, but I'm also an analyst, so I'm going to be an anal rapist.
Anal rapist is how it...
Yeah. And it's spelled out anal rapist.
Yep.
That's Michael funny. Michael Bluth looks at the card. He's like, that's great.
Right. Yeah, that show had its minute.
Oh, It actually had lots of minutes, but I've never gone back and watched the
extra
season.
It fell off. That's why. They stopped making it, and then they went, we should have never quit, and tried to come back, and then they did these weird little...
vignettes.
Yeah, which just didn't work, and then, like, they just blew it. They had lightning in a bottle, and then they took a break.
Such a great show. There's got to be five full seasons of that, though, right?
Yeah. There were at least four that I can remember that were just epic every episode.
So good.
So unbelievably
funny.
You've
never watched...
Are we on?
Well, okay, yes, we're on, I guess.
Should I dump all that?
No, you can start with the stuff about the anal rapist.
I'll dump all that.
Okay,
no,
I'm cutting it out. I'm dumping it.
Don't dump it.
I didn't know we were on. Are we on?
Well, I didn't know we were on either until I realized that we were sort of on.
Did we keep the Bryn stuff in?
I can't remember what the Bryn stuff was.
Can we start over, please? Let's just start over.
All right, let's just start here. Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Tuesday, May 2nd, 2023. It's just us, the regulars. Tomorrow, V-Hale will be on. If you are listening at 10 a.m., we want to tell you that we're also on at 11:30 at night now. For now, because of the writer's strike. Although it's not a horrible idea. We could run the show twice, I guess. But then it's still going to be dropped as podcast on Fridays. So maybe you're hearing this over the weekend and you're just finding out that you can also listen to the show at 11:30 at night. It's because of the writer's strike, which hopefully won't last long, because last time, 15 years ago, a bunch of shows got canceled because they just stunk so bad without the writers.
Well,
they would get like scab writers in.
It's like that post that Gina wrote. It seems like there's less and less credit given to the people who create this content that the corporations are making their money off of.
Mm-hmm.
Less and less credit is given to them, and more it's like, well, we don't have to pay you for that because that's not a traditional form of revenue for
right?
you. Well, but it's revenue for you, and I made it. That's their argument. I wrote that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're turning it into money over here, which isn't contractually... You need to pay me for my work. And I... It's going to be interesting to see how that goes.
And they want to limit AI stuff, too, because, unfortunately, the AI thing is... In the last couple months, has just reared its head, and man, I could tell it to write me a script for a half hour TV show. I just could, I know that because I've had it write stuff for me before. Like well. it's pretty freaking scary. So the Writers Guild is on strike as of midnight. I guess midnight Tuesday morning or Monday night. And you're talking about Gina Yashere, who is a writer, comedian, and an actress in. Bob Hart's Abishola, is that the name of it?
Yes.
I've never seen that show. Have you watched it?
I have watched it, and it's a tip. It's I don't want to say it's a typical sitcom, but it's a sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, it's fun. It's funny. It's if you're up at that hour, I could easily see people being like, oh, that's my regular 8 or 8:30. I don't even know what time it's on.
Like a prime time sit down.
Yeah, it's like a traditional. Sit right. down sitcom on a weeknight television. And it's a Chuck Lorre production, which you know who he is.
Sure. He's the 2.5 Men and a million other things,
right.
too. Actually, we should pull up a list of the shows that Chuck Lorre is behind because he has some
is
massive
he Big Bang?
Hit. I think he is. Let me pull it up. Let's have a look at this. Shows by Chuck Lorre. 2.5 Men, Big Bang Theory, The Kominsky Method, Young Sheldon, Mom, which was actually pretty good, Dharma and Greg, I used to love that, United States of Al, I feel like I...
Was that AI?
Is it United States of AI?
I don't know that one.
Oh, it's Al, yeah, A-L, what does that mean?
I don't know, but it was during the pandemic. But I think he had a bunch of... Oh, Grace Under Fire, Sybil... let me see the rest of these.
Hey, parents. We all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm Dining Set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, there's he's behind Bob Hart's Abishola, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
How to be a bookie.
Anyway.
Executive producer Roseanne.
I'm with you. I really hope it's short-lived and that the people in power go, you're right. We'll meet you in the middle.
Let's hope so.
And we're not going to cause everybody to stress and be bummed and find other work. And, you know, it's a whole thing. Strikes are gnarly.
They are.
And there are people out there who are like, yeah, I make a lot of money, but I also bought a house that takes a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm about to lose that now because, like, I know that someone who hears that would go, oh, too bad for you. You lost your $1 million house. Well, a $1 million house isn't that big of a deal to begin with. Now that's what they cost.
If you're lucky. Oh, my God. Good luck finding a condo for $1 million.
And then, you know, if you're mortgaged up to here.
Right. You had to use some creative financing. Now you're going to lose that thing. Yep. Lose it all. Sucks.
So I hope that there's a quick resolution.
All right. So here's the cuckolding thing.
Okay, finally.
And,
all right.
And I don't even know if it's about cuckolding. That's just the title of it.
Can you define cuckolding, please?
I thought that was a man whose wife is fucking around on him.
He likes it. Does he like it?
I don't think he likes it. I think he's a cuck. You know? Like, it's one of those things where everyone knows this bitch is doing other guys, and he's still the nice husband. Right. Do you find... I'm betting that Bryn is looking up the specific definition of cuckolding.
I am.
Because there's cuckolded porn, and I skip
it. It's a guy
it.
Who gets aroused by it, I think.
Oh, he likes it.
I thought that was by just... I thought that was
in
the
sexual
porn.
Situations or... No, I
that's,
think...
That's not just the porn, that's the definition?
As well, yeah.
Oh, he has to know.
Yeah, I think it's like he...
That's not just like weird voyeurism?
I don't think so. I think that's...
Okay.
Nothing would bum me out more. Like the amount of disrespect, in my opinion.
Right, Brent, is that what you're saying?
Where my wife is doing another guy right in front of me. I couldn't get out of that house and that negative situation fast enough.
The meaning of cuckold is a concave shovel for cutting off the tempered clay coming from the pug mill in brickmaking.
What?
No, wow.
I don't get it.
What does it mean in slang? If a man is cuckolded, his wife has a sexual relationship with another man. Compare betray.
On Urban Dictionary.
I would guess in the porn, it's the guy has to watch, but in real life, it's probably like the characters in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. That could be considered a cuckold, couldn't it?
Because
that woman
she
is,
quite obviously
is married to a guy, but is boning the other guy.
Right, and they all know.
Right.
And it
isn't
a big thing.
But is he watching?
No.
No.
There's no watching.
But he's like, hey, dude. Even though he knows that dude's doing his wife,
right.
too.
And the other guy's like, yeah, how you doing?
The Urban Dictionary says he finds arousement in watching his girlfriend or wife having sex with another man.
Oh.
How do you...
Yeah,
well,
that's...
Scott Capurro
what's
said
broken?
That. He
I know,
that.
But Scott Capurro is someone...
Broken.
First of all, he's a gay guy, but he's also someone who spent a lot of time... In bathhouses and alleyways and
all the dirty places, pig troughs,
right?
You know, cages.
So for him, sex doesn't come with emotion the same way it does most relationships. You know,
All right, so you want to hear the email or?
We're learning. It's great.
I know, it is fun. Hey, radio friends, loyal listener here. Let's go with Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Hearson's energy went belly up. I'm a gay man in my late 30s. I grew up in California and moved to Texas about 10 years ago. Sorry, Sarah. No idea how to make the font super big. Don't worry. I cut it. I mean, I pasted whatever that is. I selected it and I bolded it and I blew up the font. Don't you worry. I handle it now. But it's nice when it comes that way. Several months ago, someone wrote in complaining that you all have such a vanilla and heteronormative perspective on sex. I had to laugh because I thought the same thing for years, but I thought it was funny rather than something to complain about. There are so many times that I burst out laughing while cooking dinner because of a reaction one of you have to someone's sexcapades. It's a window into the straight married world for me that is reminiscent of a zoo, a place you're interested to visit, but not somewhere you'd go to die, which is not what I was expecting. But you always approach things with openness and laughter, but never too much judgment. I just finished listening to the February 24th show. It's a while ago. Where, for some reason or other, Vinny brought up how Jim Norton and Scott Capurro like hearing about their partners sleeping with someone else. This is actually a lot more common in the gay world than you would expect. Open relationships are super, super common in gay dating these days, with couples having all different types of rules and guidelines in place. As a single gay man who is pretty sexually active, this usually comes up quite a bit. Many gays in relationships have fetishes of hearing about their partner sleeping with someone else, like to see videos of it or even just watch in person. Not to get too graphic, but the guys on the show's visceral negative reaction to the thought of sliding in their partner and feeling another man's cum inside them is very much a fetish in the gay world.
What?
So
wait, let me make sure I have this right. So you watch someone do your partner, that person doing your partner splooges inside them, and then you run in behind.
Like, oh, let me in there.
And the get off is you're doing that person with another person's splooge in their hole.
Yeah.
Do I got that right?
As lube, yeah.
Except that basically, right? If you know, maybe you were picturing a girl in this scenario, minus the woman being involved.
Right.
Minus that. It's just okay. Only dudes.
I was actually picturing assholes.
It's very much a fetish in the gay world.
All right.
But I digress. Basically, this is all some sort of variation on cuckolding. The time-honored tradition of a man wanting to be sexually humiliated by what he views as a more masculine and dominant man. I recently slept with a guy in his mid-20s who's married. Don't get me started on why someone that young is married to another guy in his mid-20s. There isn't an artful way to say this, so I'll just say it. It would be considered to be quite hot when using the stereotypical gay aesthetic. Abs, muscles, bright blue eyes, good hair, all the stuff. The couple is pretty cute, but they think I am way out of their league. The husband is way into the cuckolding scene. All he wants to do is watch me fuck his husband while the husband tells him how much better and hotter I am than him. He says that I am an alpha. And he's just a beta. I know my place in life is below men like you.
This sounds like a porn.
Rub my muscles and worship me while I fuck his husband. This was the first time I've done something like that to that extreme. But it was super hot and they absolutely love it. I think this guy's in a throuple with these two now.
I bet.
Who might argue?
Sounds fun.
Long story short, keep on expanding your horizons and I will laugh right along with you. OFOC, what name did I give myself again? Oh, yeah, Josh.
Josh.
P.S. I need to write back in for dating advice. I don't know if we're going to be able to help you with anything, my friend. You Josh. Seem to have it all figured out.
Oh, my God.
It's all
God.
Good.
I'm telling you, the kinds of things that happen in your, just as a young person trying to date and like older guys hitting on your chick when you're too young to, you're like, hey, like that guy, you know?
Well, I'm mad, but there's really nothing I can do about it.
I don't even have a car yet. I can't even leave.
I'm going to chase you guys on my bike.
Skateboard.
Go get
either way. Like, that is awful. That is a nightmare. The idea that someone's like somehow turned that into that humiliation into
sexual,
a turn on?
Right. It actually feels like it would just have repercussions throughout your life. Like, if that's what you think you deserve, or if that's, you know, like now you start to get into this thing where you like a, you hate yourself, and you just and you can only be aroused by things that are just awful
and hurtful
and hurtful,
you.
Right?
That's it.
Like, God, you suck it.
Isn't that kind of similar with the dominatrix situation where some guys just want some girl to like whip them and beat the shit up and tell them how stupid and fucking terrible they are?
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah,
that
but that's
too, right?
I even think that's something that I could understand more so than the person that you, and maybe you don't love this person. That's one of the things that I think in my own head, because I'm too, you know, one dimensional, I guess. I would think, oh, you don't really like her or him.
Mm.
Like the husband in that scenario that he just explained is thinks it's hot
mm-hmm.
because he doesn't really fucking plan on sticking around and they're not going to have kids together and there's no real family dynamic happening there. So he's like, yeah, it's hot.
And that's really all I'm looking for right now.
And that's what I'm here for. I'm here for the good times.
It just
we're not
going
to grow old together. That's ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like, who would do that?
Straight people.
Straight people, right. Like, to me, that's just too... I'll give you... More than once in my life, I went without dating or having a partner at all because I couldn't deal with the fucking distraction of another person's needs, wants, what they're up to, into. Like, you just... There was a time, more than one time in my life, where I was like, I don't want to be responsible for that. And I sure don't need anyone bumming me out. And that distraction is something I, like, it's just too, for me, it's overwhelming.
Mm.
Like, it's, there's space in my head. There's only so much space up there, and I don't need any of that in there.
You know, this guy's actually in the perfect position, though, to not really, like, like, he can leave. These two guys are married. These two right. people in their early 20s. And he just gets to fuck them and, you know, listen to them telling, you know, he's
his
saying how great
okay.
this guy is. Yeah.
His job's the best job.
He gets to leave.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to the two 20-year-olds who are already married. But this guy, you know, hopefully he's just like, yeah, I guess I am pretty great. So,
but even when
I'm
I have,
alpha.
I'll say it this way, even when I have, you know, arguments or there are problems in my marriage, it's so distracting. You know what I mean? And I'm now, we are a family. Like, we're a family unit, and young me.
You want it to be good. You
well,
want
you
everything
want,
to be happy.
You just want
harmony, peace.
Right. And I've got a schedule, and I'm just trying to, you know.
I know. I hate
and
to say
the,
it, but with
knocking
our job,
on my door when I'm trying to sleep or the things that come up with kids, you're just like, yikes. But really what I'm getting at is that distraction that comes out of the disharmony or the troubled times, it's fucking sucks.
Mm.
Like, you just go, ah, I can see. Anyway, my point is you'd be better off alone than having someone fuck someone else in front of you and go, you're not man enough for me, this guy is. I'd be like, all right, I'm gonna go.
Yeah, you guys have at each other. I'm gonna go find someone who's
gonna
be happy to have me. Like, I'll just be, you know, doing my best.
I have a question. Aho?
Oh.
Yes.
Can someone have sex with your wife?
No.
That's what I would think.
Flat out, no. Yeah, I would not be interested in that.
Bryn!
No, thanks, man.
No, hold on, I didn't ask yet.
Sure, go ahead.
Bryn, can
yes,
someone
baby.
Bone Anita?
Absolutely not.
What if you're there, though, to watch so you know what's happening?
No, I just...
There'd be nothing hot about that? Or you think it might be hot in the moment, but you're fucking ruined afterwards.
The thing is, if I have to say, is it hot? I think she's super hot and sex is hot. I don't know. It break my heart. That's what would happen. I just couldn't. I couldn't do that.
Say what you want to say, Brent. I'll just cut it out. It's all good.
Thanks, Alex. I appreciate it.
Dump all that. Yeah.
Yeah,
Sarah.
You would break me.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
If someone was boning John in front of you,
yeah.
Would you be like? Is there any part of you that could see that as just strictly sex and kind of hot that you're watching two people do it?
Maybe.
Or is your investment in him too great and that it would be like the betrayal's too much to fucking take?
Well, I mean, I really wouldn't want to watch that. But if, like, let's say someone was like really into John and they were rich, I'd be like, well, why don't you see if they'll give you $10 million to bone them? I'd be like, you know, I would sell John for that. You know, I'd be like, look,
life-changing money for one lay. Sure.
I'd be like, look, I could get past it. You could get past it. We'd have $10 million.
You're pimping out John?
Well, for $10 million.
You know, one of the the shows I'm pretty sure we've all watched.
We've been together a really long time, so we're less precious, you know, about that stuff.
On, what is it called?
What are you talking about?
Starts with an O.
Oz?
No.
The Octagon? Oprah?
God damn it. It's the show with Marty Bird.
Oh, Ozark.
Ozark. Yeah. So early Ozark, he gets this video of his wife boning another guy.
Oh, yeah.
And throughout the early episodes, they keep going to him,
and he's at his
computer watching it. And I feel like...
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
His heart is so broken, but why did he hit play on that again?
Because there's a part of him that wants that feels that he deserves what happened to him, that he's a bad person and that he brought it on, and that's his punishment. That's what I took from that.
Oh.
He was punishing himself for the situation that the family finds themselves in, for his lack of attention. You know, they were... You remember the early episodes of that when it shows how they got into the predicament that they're in?
Yeah.
They were a team. They were together. They were in love. They had their little kids. And they decide together, more or less, that they're going to do this thing. And then it's like he's punishing himself for the decisions that they made.
Sometimes, like, do you guys have, I'm sure we all have these failures in your life, moments of things where it's a mistake or things gone wrong. And it's that thought that's haunted you, kind of. You know, that thing where you're like, not only do I not want to see video of whatever thing I did, but I'd like to have it, like, physically removed.
Right.
Vanished,
like, eternal sunshine of the spotless mind, right?
There's that, like, you can go weeks, months, maybe even years, but it will still come up eventually.
Haunt you.
And
there
you are, like...
Oh, that.
Oh, I'll never not have that in my freaking brain. And it's nothing like watching your wife bone someone else, but whatever mistakes or things
you've done.
Yeah,
some dumb thing you did, the stupid thing you said,
I don't know how
the thing you fucked up.
Like, Marty, you've seen that video 40 times, dude. Like,
you can close your eyes and watch it.
You don't need to keep hitting play on it.
I need to
move that to the trash.
I need to
and
suffer.
And then empty the trash. Stop, save yourself.
I can't throw it out.
Yourself.
It's my wife.
It also seemed like he hadn't had that happen with his wife anyway. So, like, she was blowing that dude in love with him. And she kind of fell out of love with Marty during that process.
Remember when
seemed.
He spanked when he's fucking her?
Yeah, and then he finally
he's fully duplicated.
He reenacts it, yeah.
And she's even like,
she's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, oh, you don't like that? He's,
that's I thought
you
liked that.
I thought you liked that.
Yeah.
Anyway, good for the... Josh. Good for you, Josh. I'm really happy to hear you're living your best life in Texas. And yes, I am. I mean, to put it in the in Happy Days terms, I am a humdrum heterosexual. No other way
Me
to put
too.
It.
Me too. I'm with you. I really, in fact, if I didn't have any sex, I'd be totally fine with that,
too.
I know,
that's ridiculous, but all right.
I insisted, though, this past weekend, so you guys would have been proud of me.
You insisted?
Nice.
Yeah. Well, we were just, you know, we were tired, and we'd done a lot of work in the yard, and on Friday, I just was like, no, let's fucking do this. You're going to be happier. I'm going to be happier. Let's get it done.
That's
let's
the way. Get it done.
Did you put on your butt thong form?
Oh, that thing is so not attractive. It's like, truly not great.
What, the mean? Butt thong?
Are you talking about your ass or the underwear?
The my ass in the underwear. It's just a terrible, terrible
you
look.
You don't know. You asked John.
I showed him like the other day. He's in the shower and I put the ass thong on thing. It's just a thong. It's not an ass thong.
It's called
just
a butt thong.
The
sure.
butt thong.
Whatever
yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
It's a little fucking, you know, wisp up your butt. And I back my ass into the glass shower door. I'm like, how you like that? And he's like, I don't know. I think maybe the granny panties. I'm like, what?
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Wow. It just doesn't look that good.
The granny panties. Yeah, right.
I know.
Yeah,
he didn't really say that, but he was like, oh, yeah, great. So I could tell it wasn't doing it for him.
That's not true.
You believe what you want to believe.
So. I do believe.
Probably started jacking off. Oh, my God. I gotta go.
It's like, nope. All right, I'll try again. Let me go put my granny panties on. I'm back up. And then he was like, oh, yeah, it looks really good.
All
shut
right,
up.
Sure.
You shut up. All right. Are we done?
The end.
That was quick.
We did a full 30, right?
I don't know. What was it, Alex?
I don't know. 25?
It was good enough, yeah.
Where was it?
Good enough is where
it was like 20, 24, yeah.
Oh.
Even after we started after the actual
Yeah, yeah,
start.
Leave all that shit in there.
Should I leave it?
I don't think
well,
so.
Well, maybe not everything, but there was a convo leading up to
Yeah, there
that,
was.
That,
there was Bryn mispronouncing something. Should I leave that in there?
No,
oh, yeah. No, you should, because that's how we got onto Anal.
It wasn't on the air.
It doesn't matter, but because it led us to the anal rapist thing.
I don't care.
Rapist
well,
thing
we'll
was
just,
funny.
Yeah, we'll just leave it all.
And
in.
We started with Marty Bird and we ended with Marty Bird.
We did.
We did.
With Michael Bloom.
Oh, we did.
And then we ended with his other show.
And then when should I stop?
Let
like,
me get in there.
Recording.
When he says, "Oh, wait, it's still
no,
still recording."
When, yeah, when should I stop that?
Stop
no,
it
no,
now.
No, no, no. When should I stop
the fucking
show?
Thing now?
Why?
Right now.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.